Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. You are listening to my sister, my friend, an internet show here to help uplift, encourage, and provide resources to all women. We want to give women a place to voice their comments, opinions, and concerns in a godly arena. We want to help them be informed of worldly events and community events hosted by various sister ministries. We want to help and talk about issues that women face daily, providing clear understanding and concern for one another. Thank you again tonight for joining us. We just love to have you here. We've been out for a couple of weeks on hiatus, and we've been just giving you little tidbits that God has given us over the last year or so by doing the archive shows. And if you've been listening, we thank you so much for listening. And tonight, we want to talk to Miss Shayna, who has joined us tonight. She's going to be telling us about a new women's movement demanding respect for our individuality and how we can accomplish this. Please tell your friends that they can call in at 310-982-4126 and join us tonight in conversation and talk to our host, Ms. Shayna. And she has a partner in business who will be also joining us. So, Ms. Shayna, without further ado, would you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Respect My Pretty?
Okay, well, my name is Shayna. I am the CEO and founder of Respect My Pretty. It is an inspirational apparel line that says, don't judge the way that I look, but respect my individuality. We've been going strong for about a year now. It was actually inspired by another organization that we have called BOW, which is Becoming a Woman, and it is a woman empowerment group. So the thought just came to me, and I was sitting there thinking of different ideas, and Respect My Pretty came to mind, and I was like, oh, that is a really powerful saying. And I was like, you know, a lot of times we don't think about the fact that we need to respect people's individuality versus, you know, the media, everybody nowadays is just throwing the word ugly around. And I know that that word affects people. You know, we all have our self-esteem issues and we try to have high self-esteem, but at the same time, we just still don't need to hear things like that in the first place. So I just wanted to bring the awareness of the respect level that's missing, the respect for individuality.
Amen. Wonderful. So was there any particular thing that happened in your life that brought you to this conclusion, or is it just based on the happenings of today?
Yes, I would have to say it's based on the happenings of today. And you know, as a young girl myself, I know that I have dealt with issues where I didn't feel like I was pretty enough and things like that. The older I got, I started to embrace myself more. But I would have to say that just the happenings and social media and just seeing how heartless people are as it concerns beauty nowadays, it just inspired me to start a movement that says, hey, just, you know, respect. We all live here. We all live here on this earth, and we all deserve to be respected. And everyone should just be mindful of the feelings of others.
Wow.
And also to just add on, Shayna.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Just the interaction that you see with women, with one another, sometimes you don't see the positive and the uplifting, you know. Sometimes it's the first thing that a woman wants to do is tear another woman down before she uplifts her, you know, and give compliments. So that was another factor behind the Respect My Pretty. So we can just get past that and just see one another's beauty. within us all. So,
are we speaking with Miss Kenosha?
Yes, and my name is
All right.
Kenosha.
Well, good evening to you.
Hi.
How are you this evening?
Good.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your coming on with us tonight and just helping us to understand about respect, my pretty.
Thank you.
Enjoying and loving that phrase, respect my pretty, because it has a lot in it. It has, whether you're pretty from the inside or you're pretty from the outside, it deserves respect from everybody, from your fellow sister, from your counterparts, from your significant others, from just everybody. And I can see where the concept is coming from. So if you just go ahead and either one of y'all just get deeper, a little deeper in it, and let our listening audience know some of the other things that was on your mind when you conceived this concept, when it was birthed.
And I know for one thing for myself, sometimes you just need a visual. A lot of times we say things and we can say, oh, well, respect me. But I think that this is more so of a visual for people to actually see. And I can say for myself, whenever I do wear the clothing, I feel empowered and I feel powerful and I feel good about myself. And it's one thing that I pray is that, Lord, whenever someone puts on one of these shirts, you know, make them feel beautiful, make them feel empowered so that they can carry that on. And I know that God is blessing this because when I put it on myself, I feel that. And it's just that visual for the world to see, because sometimes the people need to see it as well. Sometimes the people need to hear, hey, well, respect my pretty. I may not look like what you think I should look like, but you respect who I am. Don't tell me that I'm not good enough, and then you want me to believe that I'm not good enough, because when you say what you say, you tell me that I'm not good enough. So, you know, whenever when my self-esteem is built up, I may not be affected by it as much, but it still hurts to hear somebody say something bad about you regardless of where your self-esteem is. So it's just one of those, just respect who I am.
Okay. I was sitting here looking at the little bio that I received, and I am looking at this line that says, we just want to make people aware of the roles that we play in another person's low or self-esteem or lack of love for self. So elaborate a little bit on that and tell us, where are you going with that, or how you intend to accomplish that, or what will we do to just try to build another sister up?
Okay. Well, I know one thing that I was thinking about when I said that is I know that everyone should have, you know, a esteem for themselves, but not everybody is there. So I think that we should, you know, be mindful of the fact that everybody is not there. Some people are there, some people aren't. And there are people who, you know, beat themselves down every day. There are people who don't feel pretty, and there are people that are depressed about these things. And if you are uplifting people in this way, it could help push them towards having higher self-esteem, push them towards acceptance of themselves, because sometimes when we see other people accept us, it helps us to start to come towards accepting ourselves. I know that it's something that we should just be doing anyway, but I think that it does take a village. It takes a community to build somebody up, especially when they're down. So I just think that if we are positive, if we're positive towards people and who they are, it can help to build them up. And if we're negative towards people, if they're already down, we just keep them down with our words,
what we say,
and with the way we deal each other. Yes.
Okay.
So I
well,
think
let
that
me
we
ask
all
you
have
this.
A responsibility towards each other.
Yes, we do. Well, are you spiritually based, or you just go ahead and stay on a positive vibe, or do you use scripture to help our sisters, or how do you are you doing a class, or are you projecting, or are you just getting the word out by T-shirt and word of mouth, or how are we going about getting this done?
Well, at the moment, well, we are definitely spiritually based. At the moment, we are brainstorming and planning on how we can have events and different seminars and conferences and classes and things like that so that people can come to and be encouraged and be inspired by. So the clothing is just the beginning.
Okay, wonderful. Just to get the idea out there to all of our sisters and let them know that they are pretty and within and without, you know. They don't have to have all of this things going on in their life for them to be a beautiful person. They can be encouraged and self-esteem lifted through encouraging words and encouraging each other. So what kind of mechanisms do you use if you run across a sister that she's down on herself and she's not feeling really worthy of, you know, herself at that time? What do you do or how would you handle her?
Well, I mean, I would lend a listening ear. I always like to ask God to give me the words to say to people before I even say anything. Mm-hmm. But I would just pray that, you know, God would speak through me and give me the words that need to be said to that person to uplift them. And then just loving on people, you know, loving on people always helps. And just giving people an encouraging word, smiling at them, letting them know that you're there. One of the things that we also want to do is be accountable for making sure that people know that we love them. We want to be accountable for checking up on you, making sure that you're okay, and things like that. So we just really want to be hands-on, and we want to encourage women, and we want to be there, and we want to be involved as much as we can.
Okay. So do you plan on, like, having a mentoring portion to your Respect My Pretty, or are you just going to be having just group events, or how are we going to get this to them and recruit our ladies and the ones that are going through, or is there a certain group that you want to particularly focus on?
I feel that the sky is the limit, and every day I just let the Lord lead and guide, but I will say that there is no age limit, there's no age bracket. I do feel that, you know, teens could benefit from it, but then at the same time, there are older women who are still going through some of those issues from childhood, some of those issues from their teenage years that still stuck with them right now. So we don't really have an age limit. We just feel that anybody that wants to come can come. And as far as the mentoring goes, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that also, though, in the future, we do plan on reaching out to the younger girls and speaking to them, you know, trying to get them at an early age to just know that you are beautiful and just speaking those kind of words into them. So that is something that we do plan on doing as well.
Well, tell me this. What age limit, I mean, do you think that we should start focusing on trying to make sure that these young ladies that are coming up get this self-esteem lifted, get this into them that they are worth something, that they are, they're just not just another human that walking around that can be trampled on and done anything to. So where do you think we need to start this? Do you think it's at elementary, middle school, or high school, or you know, adults and take them back to tell them to try to do something with their own self and their kids. You know, because we, like you said, we do have these older women that don't have much self-esteem these days. That they scare me because they're doing just all kind of crazy stuff. So where do you think we should start?
I do believe that we should have many chapters. I mean, I believe that we can start as early as 5 years old, understanding, you know, what five-year-olds are starting to get a view of what they think beauty are. The elementary kids need it. The teenagers need it. The adults need it. I just feel that we all need. This is something
all
that's for
the
everybody.
Board.
Yes, all across the board. It's just a matter of, just getting everything aligned in the way that it needs to be. And the mission is so much bigger than I can even express. And it's like, okay, Lord, there's so much. I know sometimes I'm just sitting down thinking of stuff, and he tells me something else, and I'm like, oh, Lord, okay, I don't even have this part figured out, and you just gave me another part.
Right. So, here you come. why you got to do this like this? But that is so true.
All of those age levels.
Yes.
And so we looking at even at early as 5 years old, because I can I'm kindergarten children, because some of them are so beaten down by neglect and abuse, and they grow up thinking that they're not worth anything. They grow up thinking that nobody cares or loves them. So I can see starting there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And it's really a big job when you look at it. It's a huge job, and it just takes all of us coming together. And that's why I say the community and the men, the women, we just all need to be mindful, because, you know, people are coming up, and the things that people are saying to us, they affect us and they stay with us. And if we can just be mindful of what we say and show love, then I think that we could start putting some limitations on a lot of different things, different depressions, and girls feeling like they're not good enough, they're not pretty enough, and things like that. So,
and that generational curse thing that just to me is just awesome, because they don't know how to get out of it. They don't know how to rebuke that. You know, I'm not going to be in the same situation because my mother was, or my grandmother was. If we don't have anybody to tell them that they don't have to live like that, or they don't have to stay like that, they don't know what to do. And I commend you on the fact that that's where we're going in this direction to try to do something about that. Because there are so many.
And I can definitely relate in ways, as like you say, generational curses, and just having to tell yourself on a daily basis. Because sometimes you tell yourself, but you don't really believe it. But the more and more you tell yourself, the more and more you come out of things. And sometimes I believe you feel that you need to tell yourself, and then you need to feel different. But sometimes you're going to have to tell yourself, and you're not going to feel different at that moment. But you just keep telling yourself, and the progress is being made just with the words that you speak, even though you can't see the progress. The more and more you tell yourself, the more and more you tell yourself, you start to become something else. So, that generational curse thing is all a matter of the way you think, and the more you tell yourself something, the more you become what you say that you're going to be versus what your circumstances say or what you feel that you are.
Yeah, because it starts in the mind. It starts in how you are perceived daily, or how somebody treats you, you know. And these young kids and young ladies, and then we do have some young men who are bound by curses also, generational curses. So are we going to project for them, or do we have a male side that's going to help Respect My Pretty, or is this just going to be a female thing, or how do you see that?
Well, we actually have something for the men, too, and that is all in the works right now as well.
Okay.
So we did not discriminate. It's not just about the women. It's about the men, too.
Okay.
We're starting
okay.
off with the women because we are women, but we do have plans for the men as well. We already have
okay.
that down, and we're going to start pushing it soon.
Say coming
wonderful.
Soon.
Wonderful. I mean that's it's still a needed thing. That's the reason why I was asking, because males have problems too. They don't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to treat women or treat themselves if they are not raised by another male or express themselves, you know, properly, you know, in respect wise, you know, because a lot of them don't know how to respect. They don't know what respect is. They're not taught that, because we are having this thing with the single parents, the single women raising kids and single men raising kids, because the single men and women are working all the time, you know, and they don't have the time to take, because they're trying to take care of their families, you know, take care of the kids. And we need some things like this in place to help these young women and young men and give them the self-esteem that they have for themselves. So I think that's a good thing to also have for the young men coming up. So I'm going to go ahead and open the floor, Mike, for questions or comments from any of our listeners tonight. We have some few people online. I see my good friend Janice is online tonight, and she's probably going to tell me about calling her out, but I want to know if any of you that are listening have any comments or any questions for our ladies tonight. We are talking to Shayna and Kenosha of Respect My Pretty, and they're sharing with us the ideas that they're having and their movement that they are trying to get started tonight about women and men respecting themselves as being human beings, which that's my take on it. But if I'm wrong, correct me and give me some more information. But are there any questions, comments, or concerns tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I thought I pushed the wrong button. Sorry. This is Janice. I came in on the call where you guys were talking about starting them at a young age. I also believe when you're surrounding them with positive feedback and not being, like, so judgmental towards children, because once you get at that age and people are constantly judging you, that's when you seek to try to be somebody else to fit in and to, you know, or disappear so that you won't be called out. And if kids could learn that being 100% you is the best thing you could ever be, because you can't be anyone else. I mean, raising my children, that's what I always told them. I don't need you to be like your brother. I need you to be you.
Exactly.
And you're good enough.
Right.
You don't have to be someone else for mama to love you or for you to love yourself. You know, I've always told my kids, you know, you don't have to perm your hair, curl your hair, or do any of that. You can wear your hair exactly how it is. You do not have to fit into someone else's mold of beauty. As long as you're beautiful to you, that's what you need to embrace.
Right.
And I think if more people, and I only got that from my mom, you know, that's my mom always told me, you be the best whatever you're going to be, you know. And she never told me I had to be like anybody else to be loved or pretty or whatever it may be, because everybody has a quality in them that's beautiful. And I think we just need, for me, that needs to be spoken to them on a constant basis growing up. You know, just constantly enforcing that and even with me telling my sons that, they still came up with, you know, deficiencies because mm-hmm. I had to realize that I'm not the only influence in their life.
Exactly.
Because once they step outside that door, there are some other influences that are going to come, and all I can do is keep home a safe place. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? If you can't have peace at home, you're in a bad way.
Exactly. And that is so true. And that's why we also push the concept on the world to respect as well, because, you know, what you say has an effect on people. And as much as we try to not listen to everything that people say about us, sometimes there's some mm-hmm. stuff that gets in. So that's why we want everybody to be aware. You know, the people that are saying the hurtful things, we want them to be aware that you're hurting people with these words. And then we want to also build people up to, you know, love themselves and embrace themselves to where someone can say something to you negative, but you still say, hey, respect my pretty. This is who I am.
Yeah.
I am blah, blah, blah. What you said don't matter. So we want to hit it on both sides of the spectrum to where we build you up over here, and then we over here we say, hey, you know, just watch what you say. Be respectful.
Exactly. I can relate to all of it because I'm an only girl with five brothers,
mm-hmm.
and I constantly heard how handsome my brothers were. But because, you mm-hmm. know, I wasn't a little skinny, light skin. You know, I was jacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, and my cousins are actually the exact opposite of me. Real tiny, real, you know, real small, real light skin. You know, and I got the growing up. Oh, she has a butt, and how old is she? And look how big her legs are. You know,
mm-hmm.
like it was something that was something that I should have been ashamed of.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom
mm-hmm.
would reinforce it with, they only say that because they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't let somebody just say to you what beautiful is. You're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you worry about what they think, because what they think is their problem, not yours. And so
I
grew up building up that wall around me because I heard it a lot, because I heard it from relatives. You know what I'm saying? And so you have to, like you said, respect your pretty. I had to protect my pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Because other than that,
I like
been
that.
On all kind of crazy diets. You know, I would have been on all kind of crazy diets, trying to bleach my skin, and you know what I'm saying? But because I had a mother that just wasn't even going to let that happen, you know what I'm saying? And I thank God for that, because my mom is tiny little thing, you know, she was tiny and little, and the light skin and everything. She was everything that they were too, but it wasn't like she was saying, "Yeah, baby, you need to lose weight, oh baby." So, you know, she wasn't even, you know, it was like, "No, baby, they're just jealous. Don't you worry about that."
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
And so I thank God that I had a mom that didn't try to put me in a category.
Exactly.
You know, she just won't make sure that, you know, you're being respectful and everybody is respecting you, you know, be morally right.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as someone trying to say you're not thin enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not this, you're not that, you don't listen to that, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know. So it never affected me, but it did cause me to put up walls, and it
mm-hmm.
made me be overprotective of other people. Like when I would see somebody
mm-hmm.
else getting picked on, it made me stick
mm-hmm.
up for them. Because I
yeah.
knew how they felt.
Exactly. And I've been in that position as well, to where I felt that I needed to defend this person. And that's kind of, and that's what we are. We are the defenders. Respect my pretty, we're defenders. So
right.
it's
a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not, you know, I take offense to people. If the only way I can feel free is to put somebody else down, then I still don't feel free. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I take offense
right.
when I hear people say, well, I'm not as big as her, or I'm not as, you know, as her, to make themselves to look good. If you love you, her
mm-hmm.
or him are not going to bother you, because you love you. And if you're embracing who you are and you like who you are, then don't worry about nobody else.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, why you got to put down somebody else in order to feel good, you know?
Right. And also, we have to have people to come into our lives and tell us the positive things about ourselves. Because as just
why?
Like you say, as you're growing up, you know, people will try to speak negative into you.
Yeah.
I was dark-skinned, little fat, chubby thing. And, you know, I had an aunt that used to always call me Big Black, you know. And once I knew who I was, it didn't bother me.
Didn't affect
me. But if her tried to bring me down like that, my grandmother, and I always had the outside people, Christian church people would tell me, you know, they would lift me up and tell me that I was a beautiful little fat thing, you know, or whatever, if I felt down on myself. Or they would come to me and say, what's the matter? Or are you having a problem? But, I'm just going to be it, tell you like it is. I always love me some me, so it didn't matter what they said. I mean, you know, I just knew who I was. And the thing about it is that's where we have to get to those who are having self-esteem problems or those who are going through generational curses. We got to let them know who they are and that they are worthy and they are worth something, that they're too good to throw away. And, you know, you don't have to be like this and you don't have to talk like this and you don't have to be down on yourself. That's the good thing about it. That's the good thing. Because we can instill into people words that can uplift, words that can make people know that we love them. Just a smile, like you said, just a hug or a handshake or just, just talking to them, you know, just to be in there to listen. We can help. We can instill stuff. So that's what we need. That's the thing that we need to always make sure that we do. If you're not, oftentimes at work, it's this lady, she has cancer on my job, and she walks around, and I say, hey, how you doing? Or I'll smile at her, and she'll give me a negative comment, and I'll just turn it right back around. Well, baby, God is good to you because you're still here. That happened, but look where you are now. You know, I try to reinforce it with a smile and some love because I try not to step the negative because I'm going to try to turn it around to be positive. Why are you always smiling? Why are you always jolly? Why? Because you could be the same way. You know, you could be happy. It's your choice. It is a choice.
Exactly.
You see, once we let them know that they have a choice to be happy or that they have to know who they are with themselves, you're not that person that you want to be down all the time.
Exactly.
You're not cursed, you know. We have to tell them, speak it into them, speak it, you know. And sometimes when you speak to people, they accept and they think about it, and then that brightens their day, or it helps make them. You know what I'm saying? Am I right?
Okay. Exactly.
So,
absolutely. And it's more of a burden. And it's more of a burden to try to be somebody that you're not in the first place. And it's more of a burden to just have the negative thoughts all the time. And once you just free yourself of that, you become more happier and you become more happy with who you are. And you get to learn who you are, because sometimes when you beat yourself down for so long, a lot of times you don't even really know who you are, but then you start to realize, oh, I'm pretty cool. You know what?
I am.
That's true. And as you were just talking, that was just running through my head. Like, when you are sure of yourself, and you love yourself, that is like the best thing in the world. You know, you treat others better. You're able to see the beauty in all. And so that's why I love this concept and Shayna's mind behind it, her thought process. And I'm just so thankful that she allowed me to be in this process with her. But it is just a wonderful thing when you're sure of yourself and you know who you are and you're not trying to fit in with anyone else.
Everything.
It is that is true, because you know, just like when before,
I could put people down in a heartbeat because that mm-hmm. was part of my wall. That was part of protecting me. But mm-hmm. then after I started, you know, really looking at it and really seeing we as women are harder on ourselves than anyone else could ever be, mm-hmm. then I make it my business. I've been doing it for a couple of years now. So every time I see a woman, I find something nice to say to her, even mm-hmm. if it's nothing but, "Your hair sure looks nice," or, "Where'd you get those shoes from?" Something, mm-hmm. because you never know what somebody else is going through. And exactly. if it just takes her mind off of whatever she's going through for a second, just to smile or say, "Oh, these old mm-hmm. things." And I tell them all the time, "I would never know they were old unless you told me." You know, they look good on you, so what does it matter if they old? It doesn't matter where you mm-hmm. got them from. It doesn't matter if they cheap. It doesn't matter about mm-hmm. none of that. What matters is that mm-hmm. Those are your shoes and you look good in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
the whole thing to take away from the conversation, you know. And I try exactly. my best to give, like, ladies that I see compliments because, like mm-hmm. I said, you never know. They might have woke up this morning and it just ain't their day, or anything could have went on last night, or when they got up on their way to work, or any. It could be multiple things that we as women go through because we mm-hmm. we tend to care for the world. And somebody mm-hmm. some needs to care about us sometimes and say something nice to just make us smile, you know.
Exactly.
Just take our mind off of all the issues that are going on at least once.
Yes, exactly.
And that is a
exactly.
good point, because lifting up one another helps out a whole lot. Because like you say, you don't know what happened. You don't know what they went through the moments before they got there. Or they could have had a bad drive in. Somebody had some road rage, or they just did, got up on what they say the wrong side of the bed. They chose not to be happy that day. And just by mm-hmm. your smile, or just by compliment, or just by just giving them a word of encouragement, can make them mm-hmm. and help make their day, you know. And that's what I think that we should all be guilty of doing, and trying to help one another and lifting up each other. And that's what I like about My Sister, My Friend, because our show is here to help, uplift, undergird, encourage each other. And I mm-hmm. like the concept of respect my pretty, because if you don't respect me, who are you going to respect? Okay, so we have problems with that, but we need to be able to say, "Sister, respect yourself," because mm-hmm. you had a choice. Mm-hmm. You have the opportunity, and also you need to respect your sister or the next sister mm-hmm. and lift mm-hmm. her up and undergird her and make sure that she feels good about herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like mm-hmm. that. I really do.
And it's just,
I like,
you know, whatever we and what we do to each other, you know, we have to realize that, you know, we're pretty much doing it to God, because,
okay,
you know, He made us. And so when you say this to this person, then, okay, this is what you're saying to God. And it's like the whole reason He said to love your neighbor as you love yourself is because, you know, we are all one. So when you mistreat this person, then you're mistreating God, you're mistreating yourself. And we just have to.
You know, but a lot of that comes from because you don't value yourself. A lot of times you can say things to people
right.
because that's what was said to you. And
mm-hmm.
it's just like people, like they say, misery loves company.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't love
mm-hmm.
me,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to love you. I'm not going to love nothing
exactly.
about you. Because if I, how
true.
Can I love you? I don't even love me. So
and I can't love myself.
People say that's rude and stuff like that to me. I'm wondering
mm-hmm.
what's wrong with them as far as what has hurt them, what makes them
mm-hmm.
react the way they do. Now, I wasn't always mm-hmm. that wise. I used to just get with them, but I'm just being honest. When God opened my eyes to a lot of things, then instead of me getting angry and lashing back, I would just start praying for them. And especially if I worked with them, then I start complimenting them even more, because I felt like there was something missing in either in their upbringing or maybe in their home life or something. And I would be like, "Oh, those are some cues," or, "Your hair looks nice," or just anything just to, you know, make them smile, or at least make them think about
what they're saying to other people. Because my thing is, if I bring it to your attention of some kindness, maybe that'll trigger some kindness in you.
Exactly, exactly. And that is very true. I know I had an incident where I went to McDonald's today, and I could tell the guy was just irritated, and he barely wanted to take my order. So I was like, is everything all right? I said, am I irritating you? And then he switched it up. But I didn't get angry and go into, you're being rude and where's your manager? But I just was like, is everything all right? With a smile on my face, I kind of turned it into a joke almost. Is everything all right? Am I offending you?
Your approach is mild.
You probably don't know. You don't know how you made that man's day. You probably made his whole day.
If you have been like, I'm going to talk to your manager, he already irritated. That would have just sparked it on. Well, fine, talk to him, you know. But you turned it on him. He didn't even know how to react to that. You know, he's probably used to people going to his manager. It don't even matter to him no more.
And that probably just helped him out to that throughout the rest of the day. And those are things that we need to learn to do. Just turn the negative into a positive. Make somebody smile. Even, you know, just a little gentleness like that can turn somebody's day all the way around, because he probably was having a bad one early that morning. So I think that was a wonderful gesture, and I thank God for him giving you that to do, because sometimes we just want to act the way we want to act. And those are not good actions sometimes. But God, you know, God is forming and changing all of us, and we thank God for you tonight for joining in with us, Miss Shaina and Miss Kenosha. What I would like to do right here is ask you to, if you have a website or if you have a Facebook page or if you have any other information that you would like to share with us about how to get in contact with you, or if you're open for people who are listening to join in with your a mission or whatever your movement, you can give them your information at this time, because our hour has started to spin down. So we're going to ask that you go ahead and give us your contact information if you have some that, you know, and also tell us of any events that you have coming up or any of your plans that you would like our listening audience to know about.
Okay, well, you can follow us on Instagram at @RMP_respectmypretty. You can follow us on Twitter at @RMP_mypretty. And then you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/respectmypretty_RMP. Our website is www.respectmypretty.com. It's actually closed right now, but we will be doing a launching very shortly. We actually have to get that website all completed this week. So that launching will be coming soon. Our email address is rmp.fashion1@gmail.com. And if you just want to send us a hello email so that we can get you on our mailing list, we can just keep you in the loop of everything that's going to be going on with us. And that is that. We are really excited. And we just thank you guys for your support. And we could pray that you guys continue to support and everybody gets on board, because this is actually a wonderful movement. It's changed my life in just a year that we've started it, and I know that there's just great things to come.
Wonderful, amen. We're thankful that you have started the movement, and we are hoping that we can encourage and uplift and help our sisters get on board with your mission and movement.
I have a question for Shaina.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have a question. Do you, and you may have
said this, and I wasn't on the line at the time. This is Janice again. Do you, like, if it was a young girls group that got together, maybe about five young ladies or more,
mm-hmm.
would you mm-hmm. or your friend, I don't remember her name, and I'm so sorry because I'm terrible with names.
No,
Shana will tell you.
That's okay.
Yeah, you don't want me to try to say that. You let me go alone because she's going to be later and be like, tell her don't ever say my name again. You don't want that, though. I'm just saying, being honest, it ain't going to come out right. Do you guys come and would, like, talk to a group of young ladies just to encourage them, you know, to respect each other and respect themselves and that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, we would definitely be willing to do that. We actually want to start doing that more often.
Right.
I was actually thinking about getting with a pastor at my church and putting an event together in that way. But we definitely want to start a movement where we can have, like, different conferences and things like that with young girls, and we come up with different ideas all the
time. Yeah.
I think that would be, like, really great. I think that if you guys came up with your mission statement, and you might have this already, but your mm-hmm. mission statement and all of that information, and even registered with some of the homeless shelters and shelters where women are being abused, or because we know a lot of those, LaShondra and I, and just go in there and just encourage those young ladies that this is a temporary situation. You know,
mm-hmm.
and while you're in the situation, it doesn't change how beautiful you are.
Mm-hmm.
it's temporary. This is something
mm-hmm.
that's temporary, and you can move on and pass this, but you have to continue to know,
mm-hmm.
you know, who you are in God and who you are as a person. And I think, I just think that you guys coming in and being able to speak on that level to young ladies and young men would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, yes,
and I wanted to put this out there for all you that are listening and want to be a part of a women's conference that will be held in October. Put this on your calendar as a save to date. The My Sister, My Friend conference is scheduled for the fourth Saturday in October, and we would like for you, Respect My Pretty, to be a part of our conference. We are gathering information and ideas, and if you would like, we can talk offline about how you can become a part of that conference, but save that date, the last Saturday in October 2015. So we're getting ideas together. We're getting our sisters together. We're getting all our guests and friends that would like to be a part of the conference together. So we want to get that on your calendar. If you are
mm-hmm.
not busy the last Saturday of October 2015, I'll have to give you the date on next weekend because I don't have it right
okay.
here in front of me. But we would be more than happy to have you join us. Now, what would we like to do right now at this present time? We are about 10 minutes out, and I would like for any announcements that need to be given to go ahead and give your announcements. I see we have our Minister Williams on the line. She has a very important, crucial announcement that I would like for her to make concerning an event that will be held in her venue. So, Minister Williams, will you go ahead and make your announcement, please?
Yes, praise the Lord. Amen.
All right.
Oh,
amen.
I have enjoyed what I have heard, and I was just so over bubbling. But this is what we're needing, and I believe the people are really dancing around it and missing it. I teach
mm-hmm.
a ministry, it's SWAT, it's Spiritual Warfare, Awakening Truth. It is to bring
mm-hmm.
the body of Christ into the awareness of the enemy and his strategies. And I don't know about you, but I know when I grew up in the church, and I've been saved 24 years, matter of fact, April will make 24, spiritual birthday, April the 10th. Anybody, you know, take me out to dinner, you know, feed me, whatever, that's the birthday I celebrate. been in the body of Christ as long as I have been in this. But I was never taught. I've always heard it in churches about who is the enemy. You know, I always wondered, you know, who was the devil? And no one could ever say, you know, who he was. Are they speaking, teaching me the strategy so that I could come against the demonic forces that comes against me? And as I was listening to the lady, but we'll have to get into another time because I know my time is limited. However, I do teach spiritual warfare. There's a class being held on April the 9th, which I'll do classes every other Thursday. And we are very organized. We're very structured on what we're teaching on. So in the day and time that we're living in, we need to be teaching the people the strategies of the enemy because he's coming. And when she talks about the young lady or someone was mentioning about the low self-esteem, sometimes people don't even have to know you have low self-esteem. The enemy knows that you have a low self-esteem, and that's what he uses to keep you in bondage, to keep your mind set, to keep you down. Because you don't know the strategies of the enemy, you don't know how to come out. If you don't know the rules of the game, you'll sit there and be an agony all your life.
Yes.
So this is what God has given me, and it's a very intense ministry. It's something that I don't play with and I don't take it lightly, and that's why I go through the trials. But guess what? If I didn't have this ministry, the enemy would still come at me. What it makes it a little, because I know his strategies, and I give you an example, and I give you my information. Today I have put it in my mindset. Let me tell you how powerful this is. I put it in my mindset. I didn't call Sister Lewis. I didn't call my best buddies and say, you know what, I'm going to be fasting from meat for 3 days. Well, lo and behold, here comes my coworker. Hey, and they know I love Rudy's chicken. Oh, he knows how to do it. Oh, he knows how to do it. No one knew it. I didn't broadcast it. I didn't put it in the atmosphere. I didn't do any of that. Come knocking on the door. Come finding me in the break room. Hey, Brenda, have you eaten anything? I said, oh, I'm just having vegetables. Well, I got some Rudy's chicken. I said, oh, look what you say. No. Well, come on in and take a seat. I had to come against that because I knew the enemy wanted to sidetrack me from what I was trying to do unto the Lord. So this is what I'm saying. Sometimes people don't even have to know your business. You haven't even put your business out there, but the enemy knows, and he knows where he can get you at. He knows your weakness. So this is the stuff that I try to teach the body of Christ to go in more depth so that you will be ready to be on the front line to fight. We're going to fight it's going to be a fight until Jesus picks us up. So what a better way to have the victory and gain the victory. But my contact information, anyone that's interested or want to know more about the classes, you're more than welcome to contact me. I will give you a person in my cell number. It's 469-432-8108. And I will give you my website if you want to go ask for more information. It's www.changinglivesworldwide.org.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. So y'all that need to know all about spiritual warfare, come and contact Minister Brenda Williams for your urgent need, okay? I'm looking for Minister Govan. Are you on the line, Mr. Govan? Mr. Govan, are you on the line? Okay, I don't see you. But she had an announcement for us. My co-host is not available tonight. She has an event that will be held in April for Ashes to Beauty. And Mr. Govan is having an event held April the 19th and 11th, DFW City Women. These are all women that have ministries that are geared at helping women overcome issues and problems in their lives. So I see they're not available tonight. So we thank you for joining us tonight. And as always, the way we end our show, we ask our guest, which I'm going to ask Shayna or Kenosha, to end us with a word of prayer because we all need prayer. We all want to be in agreement and on one accord. So either one of you ladies can go ahead and pray us out.
Okay, I'll go ahead.
All right.
Dear Lord God, we just want to thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. We just want to thank you for what you are doing right now, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to give you all honor and praise, Lord God. We just want to bless your name, Lord God, because this is all about you, Lord God. We are just thankful, Lord God, that you chose us, Lord God, to do these things in your name, Lord God. Lord God, we know that we can do nothing without you, Lord God. That's why we put every single thing that we do into your hands, Lord God. We put every thought into your hands, Lord God. Any word that proceeds out of our mouths, Lord God, we want it to come from you, Lord God. Lord God, we realize, Lord God, that you are everything, Lord God. We realize that your plan, Lord God, is what we need for our lives, that your will is what we need for our lives, Lord God. So we totally surrender ourselves over to you, Lord God. Lord God, and we just want to do the will, Lord God, that you have set for us to do, Lord God. We want to walk, Lord God, in the way that you have set for us to walk, Lord God. We want to accomplish, Lord God, the things that you put us here to accomplish, Lord God. Lord God, we want to fulfill what it is, Lord God, that you put us here to fulfill, Lord God. Every single day, Lord God, we want to experience you, Lord God. Every single day, we want to experience every single thing that you place within a day for us, Lord God. So right now, Lord God, we just give you all praise, Lord God. We give you all honor. We give you all glory. And we say thank you, Lord God, for trusting us, Lord God, with
thank
these
you,
things,
Lord,
Lord God. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for telling us that we are beautiful, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a mind, Lord God, to tell someone else that they are beautiful, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the way that you loved us, Lord God, that has shown us how we need to love others, Lord God. We just give you praise right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I just thank you for everyone that's on this line, Lord God. I pray for special miracles and special blessings for everyone, Lord God, that is on this line, Lord God. Every single soul, Lord God, every single beautiful soul that you place on this call on tonight, Lord God. I pray that you give a special miracle, a special blessing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we just give you all honor. We thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough for everything that you have done, Lord God. Lord God, we can't thank you enough, Lord. We can't praise you enough for everything that you have done for us, Lord God. And Lord God, all of the miracles and all of the visions, Lord God, that you have placed in our eyes, Lord God, every single person on this phone, Lord God, that special purpose and that special blessing, Lord God, I just thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just thank you for the way you are going to blow our minds, Lord God, in this season that is coming, Lord God, in this season that is here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just give you praise for it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you
pray,
so much. We thank you for joining us tonight, for lending us your time. We thank Minister Williams for her announcement. We thank Janice for her comments. And we thank those that did not say anything for just joining us tonight and giving us your ear. Please feel free to join us on Monday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. where we have different topics, different guests, and we just want to love on our sisters and lift them up and undergird them and make sure they have the resources and the information that they need about current events and our sisters that have ministries that are beginning, that are established, and that are just going forth to help one another. Please join us on Tuesday night where we have Mojo Block Talk Radio, where that is a relationship show that encourages relationships and marriage. On Wednesday nights we have Kingdom Call, which is a prayer line from 9:30 to 10:30, sponsored by Elder Linda Jordan, a powerful woman of God. On Friday night, we have Street Talk, which is hosted by LaShawn. She is talking to young adults from 18 to 35 about current things going on in their lives and on the street. And on Saturday mornings, join my husband, Minister Joel Lewis, from 8 to 9 p.m., talking to men and the issues that they may be going through and giving information to men about how to live and ministering to those that need ministering too. Please join us on those particular days and nights. So thank you, everyone, tonight. I praise God for you. God bless you. I wish you the best rest of the week that God can give you. So choose to be happy. Choose to lift someone else up. Choose to give someone else a smile. Choose to help our sisters.
Amen.
grow in the Lord. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I'm going to pray. Amen. And thank you for joining us.
Amen.
Good night. Everybody,
good night.
Thank you. We love you. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
10 seconds.